Big addition, knock and go.
And we're live. Welcome.
Hello.
We're not live because we're not like live.
Live, but.
Quiet in the studio. We're recording. Everybody tune it down. Turn it down. All those people over there, way. The studio's huge. Huge. It's huge.
So stupid.
It's a large studio. It's massive. It's huge. What up?
Hi, babe.
Hi, babe. Welcome to the Casey and JoJo Show, episode 7.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 7. Lucky number 7, and we're in a closet, so.
Hi.
7 minutes in heaven. More like 67 minutes in hell with us. Welcome.
It's not hell.
I know. Our three viewers that we get every day on YouTube.
Sorry. Just adjusting so I can be closer to you.
The closer I get to you. You're off today, and you were off yesterday,
yes.
And we spent some time together.
Yes.
And I spent some time hosting trivia night at the local bar, and we hung out there.
And as always, it's fun.
It's entertaining. I have 3 interviews coming up in the near future. 3.
Yes, you do.
I have one at...
Finish the year off with a bang.
One of them is for unemployment insurance.
Babe. That time away.
And the other two are for actual jobs. Well, one's for an actual job and one's for a gaming job, but they're all paying. They're all paying. So that's a good thing. And I've applied for financial aid.
One of which you prefer to get.
Which one? I mean, I'm also applying for jobs in the Bay Area. Software jobs in the Bay. And then I would either commute down there every day. Or rent an apartment, stay there during the week, and then come home on the weekends. And the good thing about the renting an apartment and then coming home on the weekends is being able to like Airbnb the apartment on weekends, or being there during the week and then coming home on weekends is I could just Airbnb it to make up. But rent in the Bay is expensive as fuck.
Literally what we pay for a mortgage is what he would be paying for a studio.
A studio. That's like 500 or 600 square feet.
Granted, it is in the heart of the city.
Well, the San Francisco one was 332 square feet. 332
for the exact same amount that we pay for a mortgage.
For a 3,100 square foot home.
My God. Better bring that money in, babe.
300 square foot, yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, but I'm telling you, every time we look at jobs out there, we look at jobs here, 7 requirements, 7 years experience. It's just, it's the worst. There's just no chance to get through the door. And they have, it's not just they have like different requirements. They have requirements that like you shouldn't be an expert in both. Like they're conflicting.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't have been a JavaScript expert and a Java expert. It's like, it's so dumb.
Watching him go through these applications.
And they don't even say what they offer. Nothing. It's like.
Just gets him riled up. Because, and he will go on a tangent of how ridiculously opposite it is and contradictory it is to post these job requirements.
Yeah. It's
and
like, imagine. It's,
oh my God.
Like, imagine a world where like someone's a plumber and then they go to a, they're looking for a plumbing job. And then in the job description says, must be an electrician. Like, that's what the jobs up here. It's like. Why the fuck would anybody do both? Who would happen to already be an expert in both? And these are not like, this is not like a senior contractor job. Like imagine this is like a mid-level plumber must have 7 years experience plumbing and have 3 years with electrical. What? Why? Why?
Because they can't post it. They're the ones requiring and demanding.
Why?
So they
it's
can
like
post
I should never touch electrical as a plumber and as a mid-level plumber. Never. And so that's what it's like when you're looking for JavaScript jobs and they're like, okay, that I got. And then they're like, and no Java, like fluently. And I'm like, they're not, just because they both have the word Java in them for, you know, people out in the world, I can just hear Javi making fun of me right now. just for people in the world that don't know, they both have the word Java in them. It's strictly a coincidence. It has nothing to do. They're nothing alike. It's purely a coincidence.
And I only know this because of how many times he's gone
mouth.
Off. And
because of my mouth won't stop running. And so it's literally like I'm looking for these jobs and it's like the requirements are this, that. And it's just like, why?
You'd have to imagine who the person that posts these jobs for them. It's like,
well, I know that person's not technical, but who the frick is giving them these requirements?
But I'm saying it's like, who gives them the green light to post it like this? You know what I mean? I would think that they would be
reviewed.
Well,
I think that up here, they really want you to know everything. And that's a mid-level job. A mid-level up here is 7 years experience, 7 different technologies, $70,000 a year. That's a mid-level job up here.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
I mean, I've seen it because we've watched
you've
gone through
down there
and filter for all of these
down
job
there,
applications.
They're like, they want you to know 3 different kinds of JavaScript, the most common kinds, and then it pays like $110,000. And that's it. And it tells you right there.
It's covered benefits.
Well, the one job that we applied for today in Oakland, it said 95% medical covered for me and 65% covered for dependents.
Either way, over there, they offer benefits, whereas here, they don't.
And they tell you in the job description up front. The thing is, like, out here, the list of requirements is, like, a block. It's just dense. They need 15 things. And the perks, they don't even list them in the job description. They don't even tell you what the perks are. They don't tell you, like, great work environment, you know, 401k dental, medical matching, any of that stuff.
Or
none
gym
of that.
Membership.
Nothing.
Discounted.
Nothing. Out there, Bay Area, it's like there's a paragraph of job description and then another paragraph that's slightly larger of benefits. It's like they actually
they're competing for
who can
sell you with more benefits for their employees.
And that's the thing
employees.
And that's the thing is up here, it's a seller's market. So if you're an employer, we'll just say it that way. If it's an employer's market. So if you're the employer, you have the jobs and there are less qualified engineer or more qualified engineers than there are jobs, and so they basically have to beg for the job. But down in the Bay, there are so many jobs.
Yeah.
There's so many jobs that you have to compete to pull the quality engineers toward your team.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, it's almost like being a tenured professor at some of these jobs. Like, if you're hired, they can't fire you. They just can't. Like, even if you're just dragging your feet and, like, you're terrible and you're barely getting your work done, they can't fire you because they can't go through that process of trying to hire somebody again. It's too expensive. It takes too much time, too much begging. They can't. They just can't.
Too much begging.
It's like being a tenured professor out there. And out here, it's like, I don't know, somebody who gets fired easily. You know what I mean? It's like being a stripper at a strip club. It's like being a stripper at a strip club. Like, we'll just get another stripper, dummy. Go away. You know, you just feel disposable, you know, and you have to beg for a job that has more requirements and no one is meeting these requirements. Whoever's saying they are, they're lying to you. No one's coming up here is like, yeah, I have Spring, Java, JVC, JVM, SQL, NoSQL, you know, Postgres, Node, React. Like, literally, they're like, do you know Knockout.js? Like, in language, and that's the thing, dude, the JavaScript stuff that they use up here, it's just some random JavaScript.
Only
it's not
thing
even popular
that's really
JavaScript.
A selling
it's like random
point
shit.
Here is the fact that it's close to home. That's it.
Well, close to where our home is now.
I mean, like, for anybody that lives in this area.
Is in the Bay. That's my home. East Bay is my home. Born and raised. In Eastside Oakland, born and raised.
Yes, babe. But the point is, that's the only advantage that they have.
Well,
here,
right. I mean, that's obviously
the
whole, that's the trade-off, right? It's, so for anybody who can't figure it out, I thought that was obvious, that, like, the reason why, you're like, wait, why doesn't he just get a job in the Bay? Because it's a 3-hour commute, that's why. It's like, it's a 3-hour commute each way, not round trip. It's 3-hour commute each way. So, yeah, 8 hours at work, 6 hours commuting, 14-hour days, do the friggin' math, right? You have no time, right? You have to sleep, try to exercise, try to make meals, try to spend time with kids and wife. Yeah. You just can't. You know what I mean? This is a done deal. And so the difference in pay, and then plus you have the expense. So not only do you have the time of commuting, but you also have the expense of commuting, which is, you know, mad expensive, as we remember. I'm just playing with my hair.
I know.
Just for fun. But the time and the money, it's expensive to commute. And so even though it pays like 40 grand more or 50% more, essentially, a good chunk of that goes to commute
your
costs.
Living expenses.
Yeah, the commute costs. And if I end up renting an apartment down there, you know, or if I don't, if I commute, it's like, and the thing is like, oh man, it's pretty expensive to rent an apartment down there. Yeah, but it's also expensive and time consuming to commute. You know, and so it's like.
And you guys already know he hates driving.
Well, I wouldn't drive no matter what. I would not drive no matter what. There's no chance. You couldn't. I mean, you couldn't make me. I would rather. I don't know. I won't drive. I period. Flat out will not drive it. I'll come up with anything else. I used to take the train. I will not drive.
Yeah.
I've driven a few times if I have to, but I take the Amtrak. There's no way. But I mean, we're trying. We're just applying down there because
we're just trying to put his applications out there and see who gets.
Yeah, because there's a potential for like $150,000 a year job, you know, because it's the Bay and I have 3 years experience doing JavaScript, and it's like, people down there are like, oh, you actually have 3 years doing it. You're not just theoretical, like fresh out of school. You've done it. You've worked in like big applications before. What? And so it's like you kind of come off like a big dog to certain people. And so a mid-level there could be as high as $150,000, and $120,000 is like totally reasonable. $120,000, $130,000, that's totally reasonable to expect to be in that neck of the woods. You're not going to make $90,000 as a mid-level engineer. You could be $120,000, $130,000 pretty easily. It's like 10 grand a month, right? But it's just, you know, a good chunk of that, you know, is, I mean, obviously Uncle Sam's going to get a fat chunk of that. And then another chunk of that's going to go to either travel expense or housing.
We'll come out even.
Yeah, so you end up making the same what you would make here.
Without
but
any
it's,
quality
is,
time with the family.
Right, and then I lose time with the family, you know, and lose time just living my life at all, right? And so that can be really difficult and really lonely, too. I mean, you're not with your family. You know, and if shit comes up with kids or anything, you're just not around. And that's a sucky situation, but who knows? Maybe it's a fat ass paying job, and we just move down there. We just buy a house and move down there.
Which is what you've always wanted to do.
Home in the Bay.
But yeah, that's what we've been doing. Is just looking for opportunities and applying for jobs.
Both of us have been applying for jobs.
Starting our day off right by trying to get some applications in.
I don't know if you call it right. Starting our day off with that.
And then, I'm not even, that's weird, because it was cute.
There was a picture of a cat on my phone, because I'm looking
Which
something
I'm not
up.
A cat person, but that one kind of, like, got my attention. Anyway, so.
Too many Christmas, this chick.
What, babe? What?
You're crazy. You're a nut.
I'm crazy? To match when you're crazy.
You're crazy is its own kind of crazy. You're special.
We're both special. Mm-hmm. Yellow bus special.
Whoop whoop.
Hey. So, yeah, we've been just kind of being, you know, staying low-key after we had your trivia night last night. That's it. Just did that. And then today, stayed in. Filled out some applications. And Cam's last day of school is not school, but,
not
you know,
last day of school. He's going on winter break.
Winter break, and
he
then
just did his finals.
His finals. So tomorrow we just have the other two to take to school, and that's it. That will be winter break for the rest of them. No picking up, dropping off. Well, we haven't been picking them up, but no dropping off.
For a couple.
Jesus
of weeks.
Christ! 938,000 in Castro Valley. Four
bedroom, three bath,
1,800 square footage.
Square foot house, yeah.
That is crazy.
Not really. It's pretty standard out there.
I guess.
It's actually not crazy. Here's 800,000. Three bedroom, two bath.
Minus the one bedroom.
Here's 1.9 million. That's just a massive lot.
What's a 750 look like?
It's probably crappy and small.
Five? Four
that's,
and a half?
But that's a 1.5 million.
Oh.
Because they're stacked on
top
of each other.
Okay.
So the 1.5 million is a 5-bedroom, 4.5. That's 3,500 square feet. It's a huge lot.
We, Castro Valley has been our prime area.
It's been my dream.
If we were ever to move back.
Yeah, 750.
We looked specifically on the school.
750,000 is 2 bedrooms, 1 bath, 1,100 square feet. It's a starter home. And it's like
starter
not even
home for 750. It's a starter home.
It's just, that's how you. That's how much it costs out there.
I know. I know. You've mentally prepared and drilled that in me. That, but I just can't wrap my head around it. It's crazy.
Well, it's a desirable place.
It's gone up, right? Because the last time we looked,
we were
like
looking.
Six
it was in the sixes,
something.
Yeah.
And now it's 750 for like
for
a
garbage,
2-1.
Yeah,
a
for
2-1. Before it was like 680 on a 4-3.
This house is gorgeous. Look at this. It's so pretty.
3-2 at 840. It is gorgeous. It is our prime location, though, Castro Valley, just because it's the school in the area.
So it's the only schools in the entire country. So Castro Valley's in the East Bay. It's maybe 10 minutes from Oakland. Crazy, right? 10 minutes east of Oakland.
That's true, because 580.
It's just right there.
Wow.
It's
I forget. Because like, I'm like, wait, you have to go through 880.
No, it's right there.
Yeah, I forget.
It's 10 minutes from East Oakland. And it's the only neighborhood in the country, probably in the world, but in the country. I've done tons of research on this.
Yes.
Where
when he goes
all
through
of
something,
the schools,
he looks at it.
That's true. Where all of the schools are rated 4 stars or better out of 5 on schooldigger.com.
Yeah.
7 out of 10 or better on, there's another schools. It's not School Digger, but it's the other one that, Great Schools. It's called greatschools.org.
Oh, okay.
Everybody goes to greatschools.org. They're, all the schools are 7 or better. And it had, and while still having ethnic diversity, racial diversity.
Yes.
The schools
yes.
are like, they're like, oh, not even 40. It's like 35 or 40% white. It's like 40%
that
white.
That has been our primary.
So the schools are 40% white, and then it's like 20% black, 20% Asian, and 20% Hispanic.
Yeah,
it's like boom, boom, boom.
Because we've looked into this together, and we're very, very particular about making sure that the kids are in a diverse school, because obviously we want them to be able to.
Well, I want them to see and interact with
exactly,
all types of
exactly.
different people, so they don't get these, like, right now where they go to school, it's like 85% white. And then, like, and then 10% Asian, and then 5% everything. Not
There's
even.
There's some Indians in there.
That's Asian. India is a subcontinent of Asia. It's part of Asia. It's just Indian, Asian, if you want to count them as two separate things. Indian, Asian, and white. And, like, two black kids.
Or...
You know, two black kids. You know, two Mexican kids.
Mexicans, yeah.
And, I mean, that's it, man. Where they go to school, it's no diversity. It's just white and Asian. And it's, you know, 80%+ white.
And we want them to be fully aware.
Yeah, and Castro Valley is a nicer, more expensive place, which is why it's still, the majority is still white, but still the majority
and the
number.
Crime rate.
Well, that's the other thing. Castro Valley, the neighborhood has like no crime. It's centrally located in the Bay Area. You no matter where you live in Castro Valley, you're 10 minutes from the BART, which takes you to San Francisco. You're like 10 minutes from 580 if you ever want to jump on the freeway.
880 is there too, isn't?
No.
Yeah, or 238, which veers.
Well,
up
yeah,
to
you
380,
can. I know, but
either way, it's still
580.
But I'm saying it's accessible to both.
Why would you ever go on 880?
I'm just saying if you were want to go to Fremont.
Why would I go to Fremont?
Babe, just because you don't want to. I'm just saying for
What's
people out
What's in Fremont?
I'm just
Name
saying.
Name two things in Fremont. There's
I'm just saying
Fremont.
For people out there to get to visually get the whole idea of where it's at located.
Okay, so if they don't know where Castro Valley is, they don't care about its proximity to Fremont. No one, like anybody watching, if they're like, I don't. No.
San Jose?
Okay, so San Jose, but then you take 680. Why would you go 880? You just drop back like a couple miles to 680 and boom, you take 680 straight to San Jose. That's...
I don't know because I don't think it was 680. I
Why
only know it's 238, 880, or 580.
We would
he does
never,
most of the driving,
we would
so.
Never touch 238 or 880. Never. Never.
You don't want to go to UC City?
For what?
To go to the, what is that?
What,
the Filipino
City?
Place.
I'll still go 680. You can still drop 680.
Is that 100%. Long about...
So? Oh my God. So it's a little bit roundabout.
Okay, now you're just being ridiculous.
Like, I can't find a Filipino store closer than Union City. I just go to Oakland.
Oh my God. God. I go to Chinatown in Oakland. So it's right there. It's in the center. It's easily accessible, and yeah. It's a crime rate's obviously minimal. It's a really nice neighborhood. There's school rating for kids, which is in the diversity of it. It's
good schools.
It's there. It's checking off all the marks, basically.
Everything. And it has a lot of walkable neighborhoods. It has a little downtown area. It has, like, a movie theater with a bunch of cafes. I'm telling you, man, it's... BART, by the way, is central. It's Bay Area Rapid Transit. It's a train system. It's, like, an elevated train system that they have in the Bay. It's, like, comparable to, like, the elevated trains in Chicago or, like, the subway in New York. So, like, that's the only thing you compare it to for anybody who's not familiar. But BART is fantastic for getting around the Bay.
Yeah.
It's great. It's cheap. It's like $5 to go anywhere you want
to
go.
To Coliseum. You go straight to Coliseum.
And you'll
Frisco.
You go all the way straight to the San Francisco airport, all on BART without having to, you know, pay an Uber or any of that shit.
Even to Oakland Airport.
You could also go straight to Oakland
all
Airport.
All airports you
can
get
you go
to.
And don't knock Oakland Airport. You get cheaper flights, and they're not different. I mean, Delta Airlines is still Delta Airlines. Southwest is still Southwest. Doesn't matter where you're flying out of. You know what I'm saying? Once you're in the air, you're in the air. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it's obviously the ideal place for us. If we were ever, ever, ever to move back to the Bay Area, that's exactly where we want to be.
And even another small thing about it is the houses are not like out here where we live, where they're all identical houses. These are older neighborhoods. They're more mature. Like, our house was built in like 2000. The house that we live in now is like
90s, babe.
Like late 90s, though.
Mid 90s.
Fine.
I remember.
Fine. This house is is younger than us. You know what I'm saying? Like, out there, all the houses are well established. The neighborhoods are well established.
And they've been,
they're all,
you
very
know,
different. It's been built over time.
Renovated to, like, to the specific functions of the previous owner or the owner. But, you know, it's different. It's
all of the, they have different colors.
So,
there's a little bit. There's some hills out there. So there's a little bit of view and stuff like that. You can get a house with a view. It's great. And the weather in the Bay is fantastic, especially the East Bay. It's never cold AF. It's never too hot. You know, like nobody owns a pool because, like, it's never going to be hot enough to go swimming. But at the same time, like, some people do, but those are assholes. And, like
just
nobody...
They can have it, build
just,
it.
Just because, yeah. Like, I have a heated pool. Like, if you have a pool out there, basically, it has to be heated. Because it's, like, you can't... Like, it'll never be hot enough to go swimming. Like, you would want a heated pool to, like, validate yourself.
There'll be, like, three times in the summer.
Like, it hits 100, but it's super rare. Like,
yeah. Because, like, remember when we lived in a townhouse in San Leandro,
like
a time where it's
like scorching,
90
yeah, scorching heat out there is like 100 to 102. Yeah. That's like blazing.
But it's not like out here in the summertime where it's
like 110.
From 95 to like
110.
Three digits,
like, we don't have a summer where we don't have 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting 100 out here.
It's pretty consistent.
You're getting 100 degrees out here.
Hot it is.
And then, but out there, I mean, you know, typical summer is, you know, low 90s. Typical summer weather.
You get the breeze from the water. So.
Well, plus we're in the hills, so we get the ocean breeze because we're near the ocean. But we also have the hills rolling breeze. So in the morning you get the breeze rolling down off the hills, and in the evening you get the ocean breeze coming in. It never gets crazy hot. It never gets crazy cold out there because it's still, you know, West Coast California, southern or northern hemisphere. But, like, you're getting whatever, dude. It's warm. It's never freezing cold. Like, it'll drop to below 30s. In the middle of the night, in the dead of winter, like in late January, early February, you'll get like 20 degree weather at like 3 a.m.
And obviously,
we mentioned how
you know it's good for raising our kids, and also like the climate and stuff like that. But for us adults, for us grown ups, it's easier for us to get to like the adult life.
There's
you know,
so
the
much
nightlife.
Culture out
There's
there.
There's so much culture. And it's very eclectic, and it's very authentic. And it's something that he's been missing, that he's been comparing and craving ever since that we've moved here. And it's just like, it's not like in the Bay. It's not like this where you
get
like
food out there.
The food, actually, I would have to agree with him of how authentic it is. What are you doing?
It's not just that. It's not, it's so good. The food out there is so good.
Now he's just.
The food in the Bay is so good.
You look like, is it Carmen or not Carmen from...
why do you always call Cartman?
Oh, Cartman.
First of all, why do you always call Cartman Carmen?
I don't know. I hear Carmen.
No, it's Cartman.
Cartman.
But the kid you're talking about is Kenny.
Kenny.
They killed Kenny. They killed Kenny.
They
killed Kenny. You killed Kenny. You bastards.
My pie, Kenny. That's what
That's Cartman. Not Kenny.
I'm not saying that's him, but I'm just saying that line. That always gets
it's my papa. No kitty.
Yeah, so that's...
I hate you guys.
rodeo place.
I hate you guys.
So, yeah, I think.
And then we started watching a YouTube original show.
Oh, my gosh.
Called Champagne Ill.
Champagne Ill.
It's called Champagne Ill.
It's ill.
Dude, it's so funny. It's so crazy.
It's so stupid, ridiculous.
Bananas. I am not going home without those toys.
What can you compare it to, the shows? Is it like an Eastbound?
No, it's not. It's not like Eastbound and Down where it's just all ridiculousness. I don't know. I don't know how to. I don't know if I've ever.
The crazies.
So part of why I liked it already, we watched like two episodes. Part of why I like it
three,
already.
Three, I think, right?
Whatever. Like two. Oh, my bad.
Whatever.
Three.
Four.
Sorry. God, if I put it up right now and it's about to play the third one and you had to correct me, just interrupt the whole flow. All I was going to say is I like because I haven't seen anything like it before. And I like watching stuff that's different.
Yeah.
So that and we're watching the, like, I think it's from, like, 10 years ago when they redid Sherlock Holmes on Netflix. So that's what, we're watching it on Netflix, but it's the BBC Sherlock Holmes. It's a modern-day Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
But we're just redoing. They redid it in a modern day, and so we're watching that. And it's from, like, 10 years ago, I want to say. I remember hearing about it, but I would say at least 5 years ago, but probably 10.
Because I know your mom used to watch Doctor Who. Would you watch Doctor Who?
I don't know. The thing is, I've never watched Doctor Who. I know, it's crazy. I am a sci-fi nerd, too, on top of all the other types of nerd, but I've never watched Doctor Who. Never.
Hmm.
And so...
I've always wondered that, because you've always complained how you don't have a lot of shows that gets you intrigued and interested.
The biggest beef that I have with Doctor Who conceptually is that the show is, like, 40 years old.
Oh, I have never seen it. Not even like
no, but it's still glimpse. Going.
Oh.
Yeah. Doctor Who is like it's 40 years old, but it's still going.
Oh, the house.
But the other thing about Couch Rally, one thing that a huge downside besides the price is that the available there's no one sells their house there. When people move into Couch Rally, buy a house, they stay forever.
Yeah.
So that like that's part of why the prices are so high, because when a house goes for sale, it's like, oh shit, and there's like 100 people who want it.
It's very limited
selection. Like out here where
here
we live.
Here is a lot and they look the same. And it's just a matter of how many bedrooms you want, but they're all essentially the same.
Let's see. It's 1963 was the original airing. So it's a 55-year-old show.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? And then...
So they cut it, right?
I was going to get to that. I was actually going to get to that. So...
Oh, shit.
So I was going to get to that. But then it's like, it has been canceled at times and then come back. And they just act like it's no big deal. But also, throughout all these years, they couldn't have the same person playing the Doctor. So part of the whole concept of the Doctor Who thing is that the Doctor keeps changing. It's a different person that plays the Doctor because the Doctor can change.
Oh.
I think the current Doctor Who is a woman.
Oh.
I think they, for the first time ever, have a woman.
Wow.
But it's like, dude, it's like, the way that I watch television, I have to start at the beginning.
Same.
No, you
I guess I do.
You've missed like half of season that I. You're like, what show are you watching? I was like, oh man, I've been watching this show for like a whole like a season and a half. It's hella funny. And then you'll come in and start watching it, and you don't.
Some of them, but I, for the most part,
yeah,
like
you
starting.
Prefer it, but I can't. I can't come in the middle. I can't.
Yeah.
Like if it's in the middle, I just won't watch it. You know, even if it's something I've seen before, like if I sit down and it's like halfway done, I'm like, eh.
Same thing with somebody spoiling the movie.
Oh yeah.
They can't.
Well, you're telling me that there are people that if they know the ending, they'll still watch the movie?
I'll watch it.
Why?
I don't know, because I kind of want to get the whole visual. I don't know.
You want to see how it happened?
Like, yeah.
I don't care. The whole thing is for me, I want to go on that journey. That's the whole thing. For me, it's the journey from beginning to middle to end.
I get it, but I'm saying,
but
like,
I can't enjoy it if I don't get the journey. It's not enjoyable. It's not like I don't want to. I can't. If I sit down and it's halfway done or someone has already spoiled the ending, there's no journey. You're not on a journey.
Yeah.
You're sitting here waiting for time to expire. That's it. Or I am. So I can't get enjoyment out of that. So that's part of the thing with Doctor Who is I don't want to start in 1963. I don't like 60s television. Like, to be 100% real, I think 60s television is awful. I don't like, not just the quality, it's just not just the picture quality, but just I don't like 60s television. I think it's bad. I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I mean, anything before the 80s is really borderline for me, and the 70s is like a hard cutoff. If a show is from the 60s, it's like, nah. Like, if it's from the 70s, it has to be fire. It has to be a fire-ass show. And I can't even think of anything from the 70s that I think is fire, that I would like, oh, I have to watch that.
Quantum Leap is what, 80s?
90s. It's 90s. Like 80s and 90s, right? Quantum Leap. That shit's hella
dope.
And what
is that, MacGyver?
MacGyver?
Yeah, MacGyver. I can't remember.
That show's not even fire.
I'm just trying to, like, think of...
All, like, the golden age of television is the 80s.
80s.
So every good show you can imagine, it came...
93.
Yeah, she went to the 90s.
Oh, that's final episode.
Yeah,
I told
you, 80s and 90s.
My bad. That was
it went until
episode.
The 90s. But TV sucked prior to the 80s. And it sucked even harder prior to the 70s. I could show... And, like, I'm a little bit of a connoisseur. I could show you cartoons from the 60s that will make you want to not own a television. It's bad. Real bad. It's real bad.
Like, what cartoon can you think of top of your head?
There's a Captain America cartoon where it's like, they would literally take a... Was it Captain America? I think it was Captain America. They would take a drawing and, like, cut out the mouth and then have someone... You know what I mean? Like, you know that type of animation where you, like, take a picture and then, like, you move your mouth behind the picture? Like, literally, that was the animation from the 60s. Awful.
Okay,
awful.
That, yeah.
TV from the 60s that's gross. Awful. By the time the 80s hit... By the time the 70s come around, you start getting good anime in America.
Jetsons, that's our 80s.
I think Jetsons go all the way back to like the 70s, maybe even the 60s. But there's some exceptions. Cartoons, there are some cartoons that are fire. But like, when you start getting to the 70s, you start getting into good anime from Japan.
Mm.
So you start getting like, you start getting Voltron.
Oh.
You start getting like, Gundam, Gundam Zero, like all the Gundam shit is fire. You start getting into all that shit, and that shit's good. And then we started getting, in the 80s, started getting anime, like good anime movies, and like Dragon Ball Z and all that good shit starts coming around. So we start getting good stuff anime-wise, but then you also get good American cartoons. You start getting Ninja Turtles in the 80s. You start getting Transformer cartoons, the Spider-Man cartoons in the 90s, the X-Men cartoons in the 90s. You start getting the Disney Channel cartoons. So you start getting, before Disney Channel, they used to do ABC because, spoiler, Disney owns ABC. So remember ABC, you'd come home from school at 3 o'clock, and there would be Tailspin, Rescue Rangers, what else? They're fire-ass cartoons. Cartoons used to be fire. Saturday morning cartoons with X-Men.
What is that duck one?
DuckTales?
DuckTales.
DuckTales, hella fire. Here in Duckburg, it's a hurricane. That show is fire. She had DuckTales, you end up having Darkwing Duck. Like, fire-ass shows. Fire-ass shows. By the time we get to the 90s, fire-ass shows. But 80s...
You get the Gargoyles.
Gargoyles, which was only like one or two seasons, but good-ass show.
Was it only?
Dude.
It felt like there was a few,
it was
good.
On reruns for a while.
Oh,
but
that shit was
they only
good.
Had like two seasons of that show. That show was fucking good. There's no like finale.
That
they
was
never
like the after school program that you come home to
that
and you turn
the
shit on.
That was the shit.
Oh,
but,
man.
Dude, I used to have we used to have Transformers cartoon in the 80s. We used to have He-Man.
Mm.
Dude, wrestling was hella good back in those days.
Yes.
So wrestling started coming on TV in the 80s. I think even in the 70s. But like WWF, not WWE. WWF, World Wrestling Federation, before they got sued. 20 years in, they get sued by the World Wildlife Foundation for using the WWF.
I think by then, it's like
yeah.
You get the whole,
but anyways,
like...
the judge was like, no, you gotta change your name. And so then that's when they become World Wrestling Entertainment bullshit. WWF.
Is that why? I never noticed.
No, literally,
I
that's why. I'm a TV connoisseur. Like, I know way too much about TV. But... So,
which is why he doesn't watch TV now, because it doesn't pass up to his.
Sorry,
to his,
yeah, but I've seen hundreds of movies and TV shows, hundreds. It's not like it's like I'm too much of a snob to even watch them, but like you know. But then for a lot of stuff, it just doesn't pass the smell test up front. I'm like, I'll watch for a few minutes, and it's like a yawn. This guy's the killer, and then I'm just like, I'll move on. You know,
it's predictable.
Predictable TV. It's like, whatever. And that bugs me because it's like. You obviously don't actually care about making quality TVs. if quality TV shows or movies, if I can figure out the killer or the villain or the end or the twist in the first 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you've done a horrible job.
But
you don't care.
I think, babe, is that you're actually just
thinking, and most people aren't. I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
You sound like an ass when you say that, but yes, people just get caught up in the process and then
so
don't
do I.
Jump ahead.
I get caught up in the process too, like, oh man, this has a lot of potential, this is really interesting. And then the guy says the thing, it's like, okay, he's the killer, done. He just confessed, like, I'm so interested that I'm actually paying attention.
And are gullible and naive, they're just like, oh my gosh, and I'm one of them.
I know you can enjoy a movie and not know what's going on. But it's crazy because you can watch a movie again and still not know.
No.
Later on, you'll watch a movie
that
you've seen.
No, but see, I'm very, very forgetful. I'm not one of those people that remembers lines. Ugh.
That's the thing is, you'll come back and be like, oh, I don't remember this part. Like, this is a critical scene in the plot. Like, this reveals everything of
why
they're doing this.
But I do forget. I forget.
Like, how do you not remember this?
In this house, all of them will throw in lines at each other and will test and say, where is that line from? Who said that? What show? And I'm just like, oh.
But I'm not good with lines. I'm good with concepts. Like, I'll remember a scene or a concept or, like, an event, but I can't remember the specific words that they said, you know?
See, like, and the kids will be, like, all over each other because it's not
specific. This guy said that at that time. That's how they are.
No, it's he said this way, not that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, they remember.
That's right. And then
they remember lines and they just, oh.
That's how they are with it, but.
I'm the, I don't know. The odd one out.
I feel like we just need like a little. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. What? Why is it different today, though?
No, it's always been like this, where it casts that awkward shadow.
Oh.
We need to put like. We need like a lighting thing or a dimmer or like maybe tape like a piece of paper over it or something. Because see, like when it's like this, it just like darkens me.
Yeah. With your.
Then if I look up, I get that action. I just can't find my face. Anyways. Who cares? You guys are not here to look at my pretty face. You're here to listen
yes,
to my,
they are.
Listen to my beautiful voice.
Hey, look. This is why we have video. Because they want to see
let's
your face,
short,
how your eyes.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be
Sounds
right back.
Good.
We'll be right back.
We're back.
Me too.
I said we're back.
Yeah. So moving on from movies and shit like Doctor Who, which is your original question was about Doctor Who, and we ended up having this long-ass discussion because I'm an asshole. I'm a pedantic fucking sociopath.
No,
what is it? A narcissist. I'm narcissistic. Anyways, back to talking about me.
Go on.
So I won't start Doctor Who from the beginning in the 1960s because that's unacceptable. And then I, like, can't allow myself to watch it from the middle.
Yeah.
So, like, if I could pick it up from the 90s and start watching.
But couldn't you pick up where they stopped?
No, because I...
Because you know now that there was one in the 60s?
No, it's just that yes, but I feel like they might have a reference to something from before. And if I miss that reference, then my mind was like, what? I don't understand the reference. I don't get it. I won't just allow it to just be there and then move on. I'll have to, like,
ask your mom.
I don't know if she's seen every episode. And it's like, I could just ask her what the reference is. And then what if she explains it?
No, you could ask her, it's like, hey, do you know if they picked up where they left off or did they?
No, they guaranteed pick up where they left off. I knew that.
Oh.
They definitely have references to old shit. The show is ongoing.
I thought they would just, like, when they stopped it in the whatever 80s or 90s, whatever that was. And then picked up in the 2000.
No.
Okay. Oh.
No. It still keeps going. I mean, just like with Futurama. They didn't pretend that Futurama didn't exist prior. They just built on everything that they had done.
Yeah.
And so then I don't understand the character development and the arcs and all the details and the intricacies of all the relationships and where they are and why they're there and all this stuff. And so then I'm going to be missing part of the story. And then I have to go back and watch 1960s television to find out. And that's not going to fucking happen. I'm not going back to the 60s.
It's not
going to
happen. You've heard it.
Damn near black and white Doctor Who. Like, not going to happen. That's just not going to happen.
So, yeah. So now we're just, you know, when we have a show that we like, we tend to just do a marathon and then just finish it off. And then we're like, okay, what's next? But we did find his show.
And every show that I do like, it's canceled hella fast. So that probably tells you about my taste in television. It's probably bad.
No, I think we just have a very, not specific, a really weird, I don't know if it's weird, really.
It is weird, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That people are just not picking up on it.
That's my point, exactly. I think people don't like the same shit that I like. But, I don't know, in a way it's a good thing, because it's like saying I don't like the standard where everyone is very predictable and obvious and you can see what's coming a mile away. You know, people like that, I guess. Some people are like, I like predictability. Whatever happened to predictability? The paper man, the something man, evening TV.
What's that?
That's the theme from Roseanne, I think.
Oh,
right?
I don't
know. That's not Roseanne. I'm kidding. Somebody's going to be so mad at me.
I don't know.
Is that Full House? Whatever happened to predictability?
Oh, I think, yeah. No, wait, is it?
No. Whatever happened to predictability? Yeah, it was Full House.
Oh my gosh, Full House.
I'm the shit. I remember the theme from Full House. I watch TV, y'all. 80s TV, yo.
It's in a category. It's in the 80s. It's in the same. It's in the year that he's open to
watching. Cut it out. Oh, white people. You've been making me laugh for many years.
That's a half of you, babe.
Well, it's like 60% of me. It's like,
you know, the other day, Cameron's like, I don't know what happened. The kids were like making fun of each other. And then it's like, well, you're white.
Oh, yeah. They call each other like different races all the time.
You're
they,
Asian.
They call Cameron Samoan sometimes. Sometimes they call him
Samoan.
Why do you
call Calvin Asian? It's yeah, like, thanks, Mom.
Call him Asian or white. Sometimes they call Cam Samoan or Mexican.
Oh my God. They're so
stupid. They're so funny.
It's like you practically hit Asian, black, white. Oh, okay, God. You've covered it.
Yeah, my DNA is like 60% white, 30% African. Man. And then like the other 10% is like some native, some of this, some of that. It's like one, like at least one percentage of it was like, I don't know.
And then I'm Filipino, obviously.
100%.
No. My grandma's Chinese, part Chinese, and then Spanish. But, you know, obviously, it's not something that we...
So, like, a quarter Spanish, a quarter Chinese?
Something like that.
So, then you are 1/16th Spanish and 1/16th Chinese?
Yes.
You've been lying to me all this time.
You don't get the full-blooded Filipino, babe.
Nope. You're only 7/8. I want 1/8 of my life back.
You're so stupid.
I want 1/8 of my life back.
You're like, you lied to me, you're not full-blooded.
I want 1/8 of this marriage back. What's 1/8 of 18?
What is it?
I don't know, it's like 2 or some shit.
2 years back?
Yeah. Something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, we can forego the last 2 years.
See, that's the thing, is I'm good at generalize, like general shit. Like, I can give you a general idea, it's probably about 2, right? 18 divided by 8. It's 2 1/4.
Yeah, we can forego the last 2 1/4 of our years.
Why the last? If I'm going to get to pick 2 1/4 years, I want to pick the first 2 1/4 years back. I want to be 18 again.
Oh.
Game the system, kiddo.
No, I'm saying, but you can't go back. You're just going to get the 2 years back. So you'll be, what, 34? I just put our age out there.
Pointless. That's pointless.
That just killed his whole mood.
That's fucking pointless. Why would I want to go back 2 years? Then I have to raise these kids for an additional 2 years? Or do they stay the age they are and I just go back? Do I just go back?
No, we reset back. We're what? 34 and then...
I guess I would just invest in cryptocurrency.
Or what's the most recent?
I would just go back 2 years when it was like $100, spend all of my money on cryptocurrency, and then wait a year, when it hits 20 grand of fucking Bitcoin and then be like, oh, look.
There you go. That's the last 2 years. And then, 2.25 you can gain back.
Yeah, exactly. And then sell it when it gets to its height, which I know it's going to hit like 25,000 whatever. And then like...
And not get this house. But we would be getting this house. We're like 2 years in. We're literally 2 years.
Yeah, just barely. 2.25 puts us before buying this house.
Yeah. So you're like, no, let's not get this house. You and your damn pool.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy this fucking house. I hate having a pool.
I'm sorry. I know.
We bought this house for what? 340? 280? What? I can't even remember. How much did we buy this house for? 340, right?
No, 430.
Oh.
Yeah, right, you're just your number.
There you go. My dyslexia. 430. And so a house of this same size and like style, whatever, in Castro Valley is like $1 million. It's like 2.5 times the cost. And that's why it's like, oh, you make an extra 40 grand. Yes, but I'm even poorer out there. I make even less relative monies. We heard kids laughing right now. They're watching
Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory.
I mean, this, I'm telling you, it's like the constant show that's on that's on our TV. Big Bang, Harry Potter, when we watch movies. And Jada's shows, which it's just her typically that watches it. But if it's the whole kid, if it's all the kids, it's the Big Bang is what pretty much gets everybody's attention.
Whatever happened to predictability?
What could we have done differently?
Cryptocurrency.
2 years besides that.
What else is there? Literally, that would have made us like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
That's it. We'd be retired today. What other, like, do you have a better?
No, I'm not just like financially or, you know, but I'm just thinking of like, obviously the house would be different.
Well, we would just waited. We would have just waited another year until we cashed out and had $100 million.
Hmm.
We just bought a house in the Bay. Or not buy a house at all and just travel the world with a fucking tutor, with a private tutor.
Oh, man.
Travel the world with a private tutor and buy real estate for the purpose of renting it out. And then buy real estate for the purpose of renting it out. Yeah. And just have passive income off that $100 million.
That sounds good.
Millions and millions of dollars.
That sounds really good. Traveling.
Traveling the world. Mm. Living out of a suitcase in a hotel. Just on the go, go,
done.
Go. Go, go, go. This looks like a Roseville house.
1.3, dude.
Yeah.
And it's not even done.
Well, that's a good thing. That means it's brand new. No one's ever lived in
it. Yeah.
But yeah, out there. But this part is...
What's a 428, though? Like, where... What is this Castro Valley
yes,
still?
Yes, where do you see 428?
Is that just the land?
The one, like, that's technically an apartment in Hayward? No.
Oh.
A two-bedroom, two-bathroom... 900 square foot apartment is cost the same as what we bought our house for. This is one of the issues that I have with her. She gets excited about shit for all the wrong reasons, and you have to break her heart every day. Every day you have to deliver bad news to this woman. She's like, she literally can't believe that the average house there is like $850,000. She just can't believe it. And so when she said, well, that one's 420, what's going on? So what she'll do, there's two parts to this that are both really sad for me. The first time is if 99 houses we see are 800,000 and then you see one house that's 400,000, let's just take a guess of why it's 400. It's probably shit. It's probably inadequate in every way, right? Most likely. Or you know, it's just inadequate. Like, that's just a guess off the top of my head. I don't even have to look at the $400,000 house because there's no chance. And so they have to show her and be like, oh, babe, there's a reason why this was $400,000. And then she'll be like, you never know. Let's just look at it. Like, yeah, it's going to be the perfect house. And somehow no one else is like, somehow they're only asking $400,000. Somehow they're only asking $400,000. Even though every other house in the area that's of any value is $800,000 and up. Somehow this one place, they're just dumb. And they have an agent who doesn't know anything about the market somehow. And on top of him not knowing anything about the market, even if it was the perfect house at $400,000, do you know what the competition would be to buy that house? Do you know the house would end up selling for way more than $400,000? It would sell for $800,000 anyways. People come in and offer $700,000, $800,000 because that's the price anyways. So it's pointless. So you have to do that. But then secondly, later on, let's say we in the future are looking for a place for ourselves that we think, okay, we're ready to make this move. Let's do it. And then we have the discussion about budget. She goes, well, we did see that one house for $400,000 like a year ago. So our budget should be $400,000. And I'm like, we did. And remember the house was woefully inadequate. Do you remember that? And you're like, I don't think it was that bad. I think $400,000 is reasonable. We bought this house for $400,000. And she gets this like completely unrealistic understanding of what your dollar buys you.
It took me a while to get to buying the house for the amount that we bought it. Because
she wanted to get a house for under $400,000.
When we bought our first house, it was $280,000. And
then the market surged. That's what happens.
And it did. And I know that. But it still was not able to process in my head.
She was like, I would really, like, $375,000, $380,000 is kind of, like, I think that's the max. And I'm like, babe, you literally can't find a house for that.
And starts looking and filtering and say, you want a pool, you want a backyard,
like, you have to compromise.
Want a four-bedroom,
you
want a two-story, because at that time we wanted a two-story house, because we, you know,
you know what's
like,
crazy? She asked for this. She wanted a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house where all the bedrooms were upstairs. None of the bedrooms were downstairs. This is what she asked for. A swimming pool and a yard, which out here in these lots, you do not find. The lots here are small. It's like an 8,000 square foot lot. Or some of these are like 7,500 square foot lots, 7,000 square foot lots. You do not find a swimming pool and a yard. Like her brother's house, same size, pretty much same size lot as ours. Swimming pool only. No yard. No grass. They have a patch of grass in the front that you could play catch with yourself. It's so small. You could throw the ball and run to the other side and catch it on your own. Like, you don't even need a partner. It's so small. The patch of grass is tiny. Like, you could spit from one corner to the other. Like, legitimately, it's tiny.
And there's a tree in the middle.
And there's a tree in it. Just for literally, the grass is there just so a tree can have a place to be instead of concrete. Literally, that's the only reason why there's any grass at all in the entire house. And that's just like, it's super common out here. But she wanted a pool and grass and
because
a four.
Because I wanted to be able to
lay out in the grass. And have a two-story house with 4 bedrooms. All of the bedrooms are upstairs. None of the houses have that.
I wanted all of the bedrooms upstairs because I felt that was safer. And
she wanted the kids to have their own bedroom downstairs. So she said maybe she would accept if the master was downstairs and all the kids were upstairs. Maybe. But that's rare out here too. Her brother's house, 4 bedrooms, 3 upstairs, 1 downstairs. It's
and
very
it's not the master bedroom.
No, it's super common out here for that to be the case. That's always how it's been. And then she wanted it for under $400,000, which at the time was impossible.
We refi and we got the house at $420,000.
I know, but you wanted $400,000.
Yeah.
That was your original.
Yeah, yeah.
That was your original stretching the budget number in your mind was $400,000.
Yeah.
And you wanted all of that. And you were hoping it would be like in a cul-de-sac and all this shit. And I'm like, she's nuts. We found a house
in the area.
Right.
Where we obviously without having to move.
In the school district. And I scoured the internets and I looked super hard, worked with an agent, did everything I possibly could to find. And we found a house that is 2 stories, 4 bedrooms, all upstairs, swimming pool and grass in a cul-de-sac, but it was $425,000 or whatever. And, like, she compromised on the price because she loved the house so much. It was perfect. Everything she asked for. I literally thought this house didn't exist. But it does. And we bought it. And I don't like it. But it's what she wants, so.
Yeah.
Maybe I can create my own little shadowing effect here. So you just see my face. That's better. There you go.
I like to get the curls.
I'm so wavy.
So, yes, got the house.
But
been here for over 2 years now.
But yes, over 2 years. Yeah, 2 years and like 2 weeks. Over 2 years. We've been here 2 years and 3 weeks.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, we actually got the house on the 17th of November.
Yeah.
But they wanted to rent it out for a few weeks. The previous owner.
We
so.
Moved in on the first, right?
Yeah. So anyway,
So 13 or, you know, 25 months.
I mean, it's the spot actually is ideal.
It's a nice spot.
It's just, you know, the layout, as we are obviously growing, like not family wise, but just as we're getting older and then trying to maneuver in the kitchen area. And it's just
so small.
It is. I mean, at that time, it wasn't something that I was like, oh, well, we don't really cook a whole lot or whatever. But, you know, just being three people in the kitchen, it's
two
it's
not, is already like
yeah,
a max.
It's not the ideal way, but it's right by the freeway. The kids walk to and from school, and we didn't have to, like, obviously pull them out of the school district that they're in, except for Jada. But
what do you mean?
Well, we had to request Jada to stay in the school district, but she was
For the elementary school.
Yeah, for elementary. But yeah, then she was only there for 1 year anyway.
Yeah, and so they made the exception. And
And then the middle school and high school was already in the same district. So regardless, it was
right. So all that was the same.
And then we have like a little walk trail where we've definitely
That we can actually walk to the grocery store, to
Walmart, and then the Topgolf.
I wasn't going to shout out Walmart, but okay.
And then Topgolf.
You're just giving our exact location. You're just giving our exact location.
I know. I'm the worst.
On the internet. The world wide web.
It's just hobby, babe. He knows where we live already, right?
I don't want him to know where I live. I'm not going to tell him.
Or if he forgot, now he'll remember.
So there's walking to entertainment, hotels, and a random market.
Which, not what she said.
Yeah. There's Walmarts everywhere. Could it be anywhere? God. So easy to just look that shit up. Find out where you are.
Anyway. So, the spot location is really definitely
good. Other than it not being in the Bay Area. Dude, the food in the Bay is so much better, dude. There's so much variety. There's so much good shit. I don't know, man. The food out
here sucks.
This
episode has gone back about Bay Area living.
The food out here sucks.
And he doesn't like to drive. So the fact that there's so many ways to get around and then everything is walking distance, that is already a huge plus.
One of my dreams is to not have to own a car.
Never. Never want to go back to driving. He actually told me that he doesn't want to renew his license this coming year.
Oh,
which
we have
expires.
To renew our license in 2 months.
Well, not 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We have to renew our license in 2 months. Why is that happy?
Babe.
I was
but
so
in two
sad.
Months because we did it in February.
Uh-huh. Great.
That's
we get to
not
go,
nice.
We get to go to the DMV on Valentine's Day. No, we can renew anytime before our birthdays. So for you, within the next couple of months, or the next 4 months, and for me, the next 6 months.
Yeah.
So obviously, we'll just go together and renew. But I'm really sad about that. I'm actually super sad because that means, like, I haven't accomplished my goal of not having to have to drive and own a car. I was hoping that by 36, I would, like, not have to even have a driver's license. And she's like, would you really just let it expire?
To me, it's like,
let
it
run
out?
What if you need it?
But that's what I'm saying. It's just...
You sound like an old person.
No, it's about being practical.
No, Uber's everywhere. Uber, Lyft, taxis.
Yeah, but in the event that you have to... We have to have a car, at least, in our house. We have to have a car.
Why?
For emergencies, you don't want to have to wait for Uber to, like, oh, let me go
what
to the hospital.
Of, that's what you call an ambulance for. That's what 911 is for.
But I feel like if you already have a car, you might as well just have a license.
But I don't have a car or a license, so you're
we're
right.
We're going to have one car.
Why?
We're going to keep
why?
One.
For
why
what?
Not?
No, why?
So if we were to...
The answer to a question can never be why not. You have to, like, say why shit should be around.
Don't you want to just go and drive to the
never.
Bay?
Never. Ever, ever, never. What? Like, we just went over this. Never. No.
So how do you get from here to there?
Take the train.
How do you get the train? Uber?
There's a train in our city that's, like, 5 minutes away. Uber to the train station. Lyft
you're
to the
just
train
costing
station.
Money left and right.
No, see, that's what you think. How much do you think it would cost to jump on an Uber?
I don't know.
The average
I don't
Uber costs
Uber.
Like, the average Uber costs like what, $10? Like, how often do you think you leave the house? Like, just do some basic math. If you just go to work and home from work every day, there's two Uber rides. Let's just say it costs you $20, which it's not. And trust me, you don't live that far. You don't work that far from where we live. So that'd be $20 a day. That's $100 a week. What's your car payment per month?
It varies. But what if it you don't
varies?
Have...
Your car but payment no. varies?
No. $400.
Okay. So you're already breaking even. How much gas do you put in your car per month? How much do you pay for insurance per month? I'm not costing money left and right. It's cheaper to do it my way.
I don't know. I just want to be able to not be having to wait on someone if I want to just get up and
it's
go.
Not like hours upon hours. Excuse if you want an me. Uber, it'll be here in 5 minutes. I'll get you an Uber right now.
Where the fuck am I gonna go?
I'm just saying, it's not a super long wait. You know why it doesn't bother you? Because you never do the driving. You don't care. Either way, you're just sitting in the side of the car. Like, you don't care. It's not a big deal for you.
No, I don't drive.
You're just sitting there. You get to take a nap sometimes.
I don't nap, babe.
You do sometimes.
No, I don't.
Never?
No, I
literally
don't.
Never? Sometimes isn't appropriate?
Rarely.
Okay, so
ever.
You do sometimes nap. But the entire time you get to chill, you can just check your phone. You can just sit there, think, space out, whatever you want. Enjoy the scenery, whatever you want. I have my own. I have to, like, watch a bunch of morons, like, bumbling around in their cars on their phones and crap.
I think for me it's the control. I like to have the control of being able to know if I want to just step out. I don't have to.
You sound like those old people who won't get an online bank account or won't get direct deposit because they like to feel it. There's no reason for it. I just want to see my check. I want to touch it.
I want to touch my check. No,
I want control of my check.
That's not me.
That's exactly
no,
what you're doing.
No, it's not.
Embrace technology. Embrace the future. Stop. I want to know that if I can drive, I want to drive. Why? What's the difference? Who cares? Like, do you get anxiety flying in an airplane? I wish I wasn't flying this plane. I wish I was the pilot. I have anxiety. No. Riding in a bus or a bar? No. Someone else is in control of all of that. Riding on a ship? Any of that. Who cares? Let the guy drive. This fool's on duty. If he's drunk, I'll be like, nah, bro, I'm not getting in this. You drunk. Get me out of here. I'm reporting you. Dude. Uber's got a system. Lyft's got a system. These systems are so popular, they're competing companies, excuse me, that generate millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars every year. It's a good system.
Get with a system?
Yeah. And then what happens when your car breaks down? You have to buy it, you know, you get it fixed. But, like, the cost of owning a car is super high.
I know.
You're literally paying, like, over $600 a month to own a car. Think about that. Yeah. And for what? What you call convenience. I'm cool.
Yeah, he doesn't ever want to drive. Ever.
It sucks. Who likes driving? There's no one who likes driving. Unless you're like a NASCAR driver. Nobody. It's not possible to enjoy driving.
My brother likes to drive.
He thinks he does, but then he complains the whole time we're in the car. Because of traffic and crap. What's with this traffic, dog? It's 2018. We live in California. Like, what do you expect? Some people like to be out on the road and the open road. There are no open roads where we live. There's no open roads. There's no scenery. It's all just like buildings. There's no scenery. It's not like interesting architecture. Everything's a box. Everything's just a cube shape. There's nothing interesting to see on the road. I hate driving. And there's no good. Like, you can't convince me that there's something positive about it.
No.
And it's like, we go to LA for these trips and we can't fly because we're broke. But that's the thing. It's just like, we have to drive. And I'm the one driving through traffic, through the bay, through LA. I'm the one who has to deal with this crap. And it's like, I gotta pee. Well, we're hungry. What's the last time we stopped? Oh, this looks like fun. And I'm just like, fuck, man. We could have flown. We would have.
I could have helped and drive.
We would be there. Dude, it's so much more peaceful to just let someone else deal with the tedious task. I don't cut my own hair if I don't have to. I wouldn't brush my own teeth if I didn't have to. Real talk, if I didn't have to brush my teeth, I wouldn't. I hate mundane, menial, tedious tasks. I hate that
stuff. He does. He hates doing shit like that.
I hate it. I hate it.
He likes to be pampered.
No, it's not about being pampered. I just, like, I want to be able to focus my mind on things that are important or interesting or fun. I don't want to have to, like, stop.
You sound like Sherlock Holmes when he said,
well, I don't know the world. I relate to the Sherlock Holmes character, not the Dr. John Watson. I don't relate to Watson. I relate to Sherlock.
Where it's like, I don't want to put that in my brain where I could just, you know, put other things that's very helpful.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I feel like the world moves at such a slow pace. I'm wasting a bunch of time with a bunch of nonsense, and I don't like it. I much prefer to, like, speed things up, move things along, you know? I'm happy when the world is moving forward, or things are progressing, or things are happening, things are interesting, or new, or exciting, or different, or all of that. That's what I think life is about. It's about seeing and experiencing.
Yeah.
It's not about brushing my teeth. It's not about driving. Driving's dumb. Like, why don't we have automated cars? This is crazy. It's crazy that we don't have automated cars, autonomous cars. Where are we at with these stage seven autonomous cars?
That's been something that he's been wanting to.
They're testing them in happen. Arizona. They're testing the minivans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Google is. I don't know if there's any updates. Nine hours ago. Tesla? No, Tesla had, they have, you're going to make me go into like a nerd out. No, the answer is no. Tesla's not doing autonomous vehicles.
I thought it says automated Tesla.
No, I know, Never mind. No, they don't.
Okay, well.
There's like stages to, see, dude, it's like I can't help my stupid mouth.
There's like. Your stupid brain.
I know, but there's like, it goes in stages. So autonomous vehicles, they have like a stage zero autonomous car means that it's like, it's not autonomous at all. But it goes all the way up to like stage six, which is like fully autonomous. Like literally no steering wheel in the car. So there's like stages. So Tesla's like a stage three. All the Teslas that exist are like stage three or stage four autonomous cars.
Oh.
Like, you know how they have the hands-free? Like literally it'll drive itself on the freeway. You can put it in cruise control and it has what they call autopilot. That their feature that they call it in their cars is called autopilot.
Wow.
And the Tesla will drive itself on the freeway, but it has a sensor on the steering wheel. So every couple of minutes, it'll be like, you have to touch the steering wheel just so they know a human is there just in case. But like literally you could like take your hands and feet completely off of everything and sit there while it drives on the freeway. But it can't, like, it won't do that on certain roads and certain places. And like, you know, certain times you should be in control, blah, blah, blah. But on the freeway, it knows like you're trying to go the speed. It'll like, if there's a car in front of you, it'll slow down. It'll like, it does. It's fucking hella smart. But that's only like stage three or four. It's not even like the most autonomous. But everyone's like freaking out. Autonomous cars are killing people left and right. But it's like they've killed like 10 people in the 10 years that they've been doing it. And it's like,
how many drunk driving?
Dude, there's like 10 people have died in the last second from somebody getting hit by somebody texting. Like, it's not even a comparison.
That's just texting. That's not even drunk.
It's not even
driving.
A comparison, yeah. You know?
Any type of.
It's not even a comparison. Whatever. This whole episode, we just complained. I just complained this entire episode. It's like it's a typical Casey and JoJo episode. All I do is complain the whole fucking time. But our time's up.
Okay.
Our time is up. So we'll try to do another one again. I mean, we're going to post this on a Friday. It's Thursday. And so, like.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday.
We're, like, not even.
Like, a weekend before Christmas.
Oh, God. Thanks.
Sorry, babe.
KMS. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to us gripe. Me gripe.
Per
me
usual.
Gripe. Me gripe.
And me agreeing. Occasionally, for the most part, yes.
Yeah, she likes movies and driving.
I don't like driving. I like to just have the control of knowing that I can just get out the house and go.
An Uber can be here planning. In less time than it takes you to get your shit together.
I'm not much of a planner, where I should be. I don't know.
You don't have to plan for an Uber. That's what I'm telling you. If you think you want to leave right now, you're not going to have to wait 30 or 40 minutes. You're going to wait like 3 or 4 minutes, and an Uber will be here. By the time you get chained, you order the Uber. You get dressed, the Uber's waiting for you.
I don't use Uber or Lyft.
It's like
so
minutes. Like,
I have my own.
It's minutes. That's what I'm saying. It's minutes. You're not like missing out. Look at this. And you check your area. Sometimes Lyft is better in your area. You just check both. The last time I went somewhere.
And then our home. You still have it at our own.
Well, I haven't used it in hella long because you make me drive everywhere. But look, they show you there's 4 Uber drivers like right near our house. Boom, boom, boom. They show you.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Lyft. Boom, look how many Lyft drivers there are. There's a dude like across the street from us right now, ready to drive. Look at this. 7 cars within 5 minutes of here. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you don't have to wait. You're not going to wait.
Okay.
It's not like you order an Uber like, oh, it's going to be like an hour. You order an Uber. Most of the time, people are like, the Uber's going to be here any minute. Like, let's get ready.
We should just sell our cars.
I would love to if I feel like we could get out from under the loan that they're on.
And then not have to renew our license.
That'd be great. That'd be great if I could just sell my car. But the downside is like for things like going to the Bay, which we haven't done in a long time now.
We haven't actually.
We haven't gone in a long time now.
No, actually we went to like for the LCS last. And I think it was in the summer, August. Yeah. Or this year.
It was the summer finals, right? Yeah. It was the summer finals. Or the semifinal we went to, I think.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think it was the final. But it was a semi. It was a summer split. And,
We actually would be doing more stuff if I had the weekends off. And then, obviously, financially, if we were...
Well, yeah, that too. I mean, having Saturdays off is a thing. But even then, I think you would find it's cheaper overall, and it's just less stressful. Yeah. It's just less stressful. You don't have to deal with a car. I mean, we had that old man like veer into my lane and hit my car, and we had to like take it to the thing and get a rental and da 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 da. And we're paying insurance. Like, I mean, if you want after this, we can look up and see how much we're spending per month on owning vehicles.
Yeah.
And total it up and see. If someone's probably done a study, you know, how much does it cost to take Uber everywhere for the next month, for a month?
Yeah.
Uber and Lyft. I think Lyft's a little bit cheaper, too. Yeah. All right. I complain about everything. Perfect. Typical. Thanks, guys.
That's because you're pretty. It's okay.
That's what it is. Sure. Thank you for watching me complain for an hour. This shit knockin' low.